Folks, did you know that in 2023, over 70% of dealership customers engage online or on the phone? Here's the thing, looking at staffing, you're gonna find a small group of people handling the largest group of customers. It's insane. And this is where a gap comes in. There's a BDC department working leads and another waiting for them to show up so they can sell them a vehicle. The opportunity for the modern dealership is extreme, all right? And that opportunity includes building a digital dealership, breaking down silos through empowering everybody to work together. You do not have to eliminate salespeople. On the other hand, you do not have to eliminate your traditional BDC. The goal is to create a unified front that delivers the ultimate customer experience. You communicate 1,000% through your CRM. You measure results frequently. You create, you make adjustments and you repeat. Folks, my name's Colin, BDC Colin. I recruit the very best BDC team members for your dealership with my proprietary recruiting system. It outperforms anything else out there. And then I provide the very best training for them. Then I lead by example and show them how to do the job. I help your managers better manage their department by holding your BDC accountable by the hour so that you can expect 4 to 8 appointments per day minimally from each of your BDC reps. If your BDC reps aren't setting 4 to 8 appointments per day minimally, if your BDC agents aren't setting appointments that translate into 1 to 2 deliveries per day minimally from their efforts, if your BDC doesn't use a live turnover process, or if you don't hold your reps accountable by the hour with my Go Green accountability system, you're leaving massive opportunities on the table and you and I should talk. I'm BDC Colin. Text me or call me 708-RED-LINE 708-733-5463. All right, welcome back to the Modern Dealer Business Development Podcast. Today, we're talking, by the way, I'm Colin Thomas, BDC Colin. I build business development centers. I help my dealers manage their business development centers. I recruit and train business development center initiatives. I hold those, I help show BDC managers how to more effectively hold their business development centers accountable by the hour. I install a business development culture, not just within a BDC department, but within the entire dealership. I show my BDC teams how to install a live TO process. Folks, I show your BDC managers how to do the things that nobody knows how to do in BDCs across the country. And today I want to talk about something that is close to heart for me. I'm going to talk about a dealer that I worked with a little over a year ago because this represents many, maybe even most dealers' detachment with their business development centers. The reason, folks, you keep going through managers, BDC reps, and cannot create a sustainable in-house business development culture and department is because you've always delegated your BDC to someone else to staff and train. I can't tell you the number of times that I've seen a dealer outsource his BDC hiring and training only for him to turn his staff over completely every 12 months plus or minus. Does that sound familiar? Well, it probably does. And I can tell you, I can show you, I can even do for you. But unless you're willing to invest some time and money into this critical part of your operations, you're going to be in the same place next year with a bad business development department that turns over every year, doesn't actually do any business development, isn't held accountable to standards that ensure the team is sustainable and profitable. Well, you get it, okay? Most of you are probably not going to do much differently. But the dealers that invest into this area of the dealership will see a far greater return on investment than the typical mentality of dealers, which is roughly, you know, let's buy the coolest tech, right? When TikTok came out, we all got a little bit distracted by TikTok, right? Now ChatGPT is the next best thing, right? And you got all these solution providers and vendors trying to tell you how you can do things and these concepts and theories that are coming from people who've never worked in a dealership, let alone have never set an appointment in a business development center a day in their life. Folks, you need to stop having people come in to build your BDC teams that have never set appointments themselves, that have never been a BDC manager, that haven't learned how to create redundancy and accountability in their department, how to train, how to recruit, how to motivate these people in this department, because it's a very different department than your sales floor. And you guys keep doing the same things over and over again, you're going to end up like this dealer I'm about to tell you about. So a little over a year ago, I get a message on LinkedIn from a young lady who I had initially interacted with on another website, an automotive support website where people talk about different areas of the business. And she was reaching out to me, you know, really distraught because she was having a hard – she's a BDC manager. She's having a hard time retaining people, having an even harder time hiring people, had no idea how to train these folks, hadn't got any training herself how to be a BDC rep at that. And folks, let that sink in for a second. 99% of you have not given your BDC manager, let alone your BDC reps, any training, right? So if your BDC manager doesn't get any training, how do you expect your BDC reps to know how to set appointments effectively? They don't, right? You haven't trained, you haven't given your BDC manager or director the benefit of training, not only on how to be a great BDC rep, but how to manage the department by the hour, how to install a live TO culture, how to install a business development culture, a true self-generated business development culture. And go figure, it makes sense, right, that we actually do business development because it's implied in our departmental name that we develop business development center. But all of you, including you, you can't go back into your CRM. I guarantee you, $500 bill, if you can go back into your CRM and you can show me that you can attribute one single solitary sale last month, a self-generated referral sale from your business development center, I'll give you a $500 bill. The reason I'm so confident that you guys aren't doing that, that you aren't tracking it, is because I know that not only are you not tracking it, your BDC doesn't have a business development mentality. Not only have you not trained your BDC reps on how to be effective business development specialists that actually develop a business, and I'm not talking about the low-hanging fruit of your phone ups and your internet leads, which incidentally are typically handled very poorly. You don't have the resources. You don't have the staff power. Your hours might be askew from your floor hours in your BDC. So we see many times problems or issues where there's response time issues. We see oftentimes response time can exceed 30 minutes, which is abysmal as it is. 30 minutes is actually about the average response time in our industry for an internet lead. And folks, this is completely unacceptable. It was unacceptable 5-10 years ago, and it's definitely unacceptable now in 2023. It doesn't work, right? Because the reality is we know that some customers go to certain websites that shotgun their leads that lead to more than one dealership, right? So you don't want to be in a position where you're the last person, or let's just say not the first person to contact that customer that raises his or her hand. You want to be the first person. So you've got two different things to overcome. You've got to be timely and you've got to be meaningful in that interaction. The first hurdle that you've got to overcome, and all of you fail at this. And if you want me to show you, I can show you how you fail miserably at response time. But so we've got the response time that really everybody is doing a very poor job of. And then you've got the meaningful interaction. It's not enough to have good response time and untrained reps managed by a manager who doesn't know how to train the team, who doesn't know how to hold them accountable, who doesn't know how to create a self-generated referral department, who doesn't know how to create and maintain a live turnover environment, saving multiple deals every single day, day in and day out. They don't know how to create redundancy. They don't know how to create accountability. So folks, you know, if your BDC managers don't know how to run the department, your BDC reps don't know how to develop business. Okay. They don't know how to set appointments effectively. They don't know how to develop referral appointments that turn into sales. They don't know how to get new business. They're not developing business, right? They're grabbing the lowest of the low-hanging fruit, and they're doing a subpar job at best of that. So back to my story here. A little over a year ago, this young lady, this BDC manager of I'd say an average-sized BDC department, I think she had four or five reps at the time, come in or on her team. And she was relatively new to the team. I want to say she had only been with them for 3 or maybe 6 months. And she was clearly, she was not doing well. I could tell that by the tone of her message. And her reaction to my suggestions really concerned me. And something that I don't normally do, but I did in this instance, is I reached out to the dealer principal in this instance to let him know what was going on. Because frankly, based on everything that she had said and her reaction to what I had said, it was very clear this wasn't the right BDC director for her. It was very clear this dealer needed help, as do most of you guys with your BDC departments or your lead handling or your internet sales operations. So I reached out to him and I said, hey man, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but your BDC manager reached out to me and it's very clear that she may not be the right person for this role. And he agreed that he had been having thoughts along that line as well. And I think within, you know, a week he had let her go. It just wasn't the right fit. She was in over her head. But the reality is this, okay? What this dealer was doing at the time was he was using an outside company to help him with staffing and training, not only in his BDC, but also on a sales floor. And maybe in fixed ops, I'm not sure. It doesn't really matter. I don't really care. This is an organization that does recruiting and training for dealers nationwide in all areas of operations, sales floor, BDC, internet sales, fixed ops. One of these jack of all trades, master of none. I hate to say it like that, but it is what it is, and that's why I'm saying it. One of these people that just come in with a shotgun approach to the front door of your dealership, the front door of your business. And that shotgun approach didn't work 5 or 10 years ago, but it definitely doesn't work now. So what this guy does is he copies and pastes the same pathetic, sad, played out ads for all of his dealer clients, which incidentally all start out with, we are the number one volume dealership in the country. And it's really easy to see that he does that because you can go through any of his listings that are right there on his website, and all of his ads start out with, we're the number one dealership in the country. Look, folks, stop beating on your chest to your customers and to your potential employees that you're the number one dealership in the country. You're not. I don't know who you're trying to impress, but that doesn't impress anybody. Starting off the dialogue of a relationship with a potential team member with a false statement, I mean, a lie, just it really seems disingenuous. But what does this guy care? He's just, you know, he's just traveling through and, you know, whatever. And some may say, well, whatever, who cares? It's just a little white lie. You know, folks, those little white lies have got us in a lot of trouble over the years with our customers and with our team members. It might just be time to stop trying to beat on our chest and convince everybody that we're the biggest, we're the best, we're the lowest price leader in the country, because I don't know, you're not, right? Start not only selling, but delivering an experience, and I can help you with that. So this guy uses the same ad for all of his, you know, BDC recruiting efforts that he does for his clients, starting out with, you know, we're the number one volume dealership in the country. It's a shotgun approach. And what this guy does is over the course of 3 days, he drives people in. He says, I'm available to meet with you on this day, this day, or this day, and gives, you know, a time frame of when those interviews will be happening. And if you're not available during that time, don't bother. And, you know, don't reach out to the store directly, of course, because he wants to attribute the, you know, recruiting efforts that, you know, he's worked so hard on, I'm being sarcastic, to himself and not just get scooped up by the dealer directly, because he wants to be able to show ROI and he wants to be able to say, hey, I brought you all these great people. Well, the reality is that the people that this guy brings, along with most automotive recruiters in the, certainly in the BDC space, brings, are not good people. They're not good players. This guy had built a team when I came to work with this dealer a little over a year ago for a couple of weeks, had built a team of people that frankly weren't the right people for a BDC. They weren't. And I went to the dealer and I said, look, man, the reality is this. You don't have some of the right people in the department. And that's because your old recruiter used the shotgun approach. He insists that people come at this time, and it's just it's a very, you know, kind of cattle call event that he does. And he tries to find the sharpest out of, you know, the people that show up over these 3 days and then train them in a couple days, and that doesn't really work. What you need, folks, is you need reliance from consultants, including myself, right? But the value that I bring to my clients is I set you up for sustainability. I don't make you dependent on me to keep coming back again and again to keep building these BDC teams because they weren't the right people. You don't have the right comp plan. We didn't train your manager. We didn't hold your BDC team accountable. We didn't demand that your BDC team actually develop business. We didn't create any accountability. We didn't manage the department by the hour. Do you get my drift here? We don't do any of the things in any of your BDC departments that we need to be doing on a day-to-day, hour-by-hour basis. And most of you are scratching your head trying to figure out why you can't seem to keep people for more than 6 or 12 months in this department. The reality is that you need to do something different, okay? But when I went to this dealer and I said, look, man, the reality is that this guy didn't do you any service here. He brought the wrong people in, and you know, you can't start with the wrong people, right? You have to, I mean, you can't just insist that everybody follows your process, right? It's okay to have a hiring event where, you know, it's between this time and this time on this day and this day, but it's not okay to not be willing to work with people, because most of the people that you're really actively going after are in the working field, right? And so they're going to be limited by the times that they're available based on their job. They're going to be limited to the times they're available based on their job's working hours, their current job, right? So to put in the – I mean, and a lot of recruiters do this. They just want to bring a high number of people in one room so they can show, you know, one or two people or whatever, three or four people over the 2 or 3 days that they you know, set up these blocks of – interviews that are, you know, maybe a little bit sharper than the rest. But look, folks, this is not how I recruit, all right? First of all, I screen voicemails, not resumes, because your resume doesn't tell me a damn thing about how you communicate on the phone. And the overwhelming majority, and I mean 99.99% of appointments that set, show, and deliver are set on the phone, not through text, email, or chat. They're set on the phone, which means that if potential team members are responding to my recruiting efforts to staff your BDC, don't compel me to call them back when they leave me a voicemail. I don't want them calling your customers, because they're going to sound that bad when they call your customers. See, you can train word tracks. You can train customer psychology, but what you can't train is personality, right? You can't train a good phone voice. You either have it or you don't. And that's why I have a totally different approach to recruiting, hiring in the BDC than almost anybody else does. Folks, I recruit actively. Yes, I do your typical one-dimensional recruiting ads on Indeed and things like that. Yes, but that's my passive recruiting strategy, and it only complements my active recruiting strategy, which is walking into businesses, identify, and I'm talking about restaurants, I'm talking about Starbucks, I'm talking about those kind of businesses, high-touch businesses that employ people that I have a good understanding of what they may be making as far as their per-hour compensation. And I'm looking for people, and this is just incidental contact, by the way. This is when I'm going out to eat dinner. This is when I'm going to the gym. This is when I'm picking up, you know, Starbucks on my way into the store. And this is why I usually show up a couple days early when I show up on site to my dealer clients. It's because I like to kick in doors and identify people that are in the working world, providing a high level of service, thinking on their feet, interacting with a lot of customers. And if we have a compelling compensation plan, a good compensation plan that identifies or helps attract and retain, I should say, the right people, I can go to that. I can say, hey, listen, I just happen to notice that you're giving, you know, some great service to everybody else, including me. And I'm in town. I'm staffing for one of my clients. I'd really like to have a conversation with you. Would you call this number and leave me a quick voicemail? I'd really like to set up an appointment with you this week, if possible, for you to come in and talk about the opportunities with the client that I'm working with. And then I leave it to them. I leave it up to them. And most of these people will call, and many of these people leave a great voicemail because, you know, I didn't just use a BB approach and shoot buckshot out. I highly targeted somebody that I'm interested in, that I can show a bump in their pay plan almost immediately, if not immediately, based on their hourly alone. And it becomes a no-brainer, folks. Stop trying to do the same thing that everybody else is doing. Stop demanding that your BDC agents, that your BDC reps have experience working for your competition, who, incidentally, we know doesn't train their BDC reps or manager. So why do you keep insisting that your BDC reps have experience? That experience is based on ineffective BDC agents. It's based on them not being held accountable, certainly by the hour. It's based on them not being held accountable to actually develop any business above and beyond the lowest of the low-hanging fruit, which they probably do a subpar job of at best. Okay? They certainly don't know how to execute a live TO, and they're going to be opposed to it because, I hate to say it, we didn't give them any training. We didn't give them any structure. So stop trying to take your competition's failures and make it work. Stop trying to do the same thing that everybody else is doing, that everybody else has been doing for years and years and years, because it doesn't work. What I do is I take a very targeted approach, and I try to identify people that are going to be rock stars right out of the gate, that already have a great phone voice, that are able to command the phone, that you know, are just people that compel me in their job that, hey, this is somebody that I might want on my team, right? So this is very different than what a lot of automotive recruiters do, which is they just do that, you know, that shotgun approach, which is, you know, let's just do a cattle call event and just drive at anybody in. I screen voicemails, and only when I'm impressed by a voicemail will I suggest that somebody come in and have a conversation with me about actually possibly becoming a team member. But that's what I call it. I call it a conversation. I don't call it an interview. I keep it real, you know, real light. It works really, really well. I've identified some amazing team members over the years for my clients, thousands of BDC reps I've identified this way. I've pulled many BDC reps out of the hotels that I've been staying at, when I'm on site. I mean, this stuff works. What you can't do is you can't expect that, your corporate recruiter or your third-party recruiter that recruits all of these different areas of operation is going to have any clue on how to identify the right people for your BDC, because they don't live in that world. In fact, they might do recruiting for all areas of the business. So you really want to take a targeted approach to the most important area of your sales process. I mean, this is the first point of interaction that a customer has. So you don't want to pick the wrong people. And so where we ended up was, I identified real quickly that this was the wrong team. Unfortunately, this team was corrupted. They were the wrong team. They hadn't been given any training, any accountability, any expectations. And worse, their manager wasn't the right person. And they had been through a couple people in a very short period of time as BDC managers. So unfortunately, the best advice, I mean, look, my services aren't cheap. And if you bring me in to give you feedback on what I'm seeing, and that's part of what I do, is assess sustainability of team members, please understand that I'm not going to try to protect your feelings in this process. You've paid me a lot of money for me to come to your dealership. I've invested a considerable amount of time away from my family to take your business seriously. I would hope that if I give you feedback, you'll at least take it to heart. This dealer said, no, I think that's a horrible idea. And, we went different ways. We had a difference of opinion. Well, here we are not too much more than a year later, and this store has 100% turned over everybody in that department, every single rep, and now they're back to square one. They're actually back to ground zero, where they have no sustainable reps. They need an entirely new department, and guess who they're using to do their recruiting? The same pathetic, tired automotive recruiter. And guess what his ads still say? We're the number one dealership in the country. Folks, stop using the same people that have put our industry in a bad position to represent the face of your dealership, okay? Let me say that again. Stop using the people that have put our industry in the position that it's in now to represent the face of your dealership. You are not the number one volume dealership in the country. Stop saying you are. Stop telling potential team members that you are, okay? Because eventually they're going to realize it, and they're going to realize other white lies that your corporate recruiter told you, okay? These people aren't invested in your business. They just want to jam somebody in the seat and move along. The difference between me and a recruiter like this, which I hate to say it, but this accounts for the overwhelming majority of recruiters. The difference between me and this kind of guy is I set you up for sustainability. I want your BDC manager to know how to effectively recruit. I want your BDC manager to know how to install and maintain, keep it in motion, the live TO process, which saves countless number of deals every single day if it's done right. I want to train your manager on how to manage the department by the hour. I want to train your manager on how to effectively expect a business development culture out of the department, okay? I want to make your BDC manager or director me. I want to make them as competent as BDC Colin as far as onboarding, hiring, training, recruiting, expectations, accountability, that kind of thing, right? So that you don't have to call another consultant in a year when you're at ground zero in your BDC, okay? If you want to hear what you want to hear, call another automotive recruiter. Call somebody else. If you want to hear what you need to hear for a sustainable and profitable BDC, which incidentally, sometimes that doesn't happen overnight. Sometimes it's a 3 to 6 month ramp up to start really seeing an improvement in the overall experience, process, profitability, right? This isn't a set it and forget it mentality. This isn't an overnight thing. You have to be willing to do some heavy lifting, or at least commit to a process that involves some heavy lifting that might look a little different than what you've been doing for years and years. I'm Colin Thomas. I've built BDCs in all 50 states. Happy to help in any way. Only a call away. 708-RED-LINE, 708-733-5463. 708-RED-LINE, 708-733-5463.